Perrin versus Board of Trustees, Ms. Roberts.
Good morning, Your Honor. Michelle Roberts on behalf of the plaintiff appellant, Dr. Basil Kareem. The issue here today is to determine whether or not defendants proffered reason for failing to hire Dr. Kareem for a comparative politics position was pretext. Basically, what I'm trying to address is the true motivation behind the defendant's selection process. Did they actually have a legitimate academic motivation in their decision-making process, or was there discriminatory intent? We believe that while it's true that the defendant may have a right to pick a candidate any which way it chooses, it does not have a right to do so to make its selection based on discriminatory animus. We believe the district court erred in failing to view any of the evidence that was proffered by plaintiff in showing that defendant's decision not to hire Dr. Kareem was pretext. Contrary to the district court's duty to view the entirety of the record and accept all facts and draw all inferences in favor of the non-movement, we believe the district court did not even do that. We don't even think the district court looked at any of the evidence that was given by Dr. Kareem. And one of the reasons why is that when looking at in its order, the district court claims that plaintiff offered, in order to rebut defendant's reasons, plaintiff offered basically the following evidence. One, remarks made by Dr. Jutta Helm about Dr. Kareem's involvement in the Oklahoma City bombing and the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. The district court raised that another evidence that we brought up was Dr. Shockley's remarks that plaintiffs should go back to Bangladesh. And third, that Amy Shouse was heavily influenced by the leaders of the department. Now, in our response to the motion for summary judgment, these were not issues that were raised by plaintiffs. We did not bring this up. These were rebuttals that were brought by the defendant and that the district court addressed in
but
its
the,
order.
But the person hired in his place was only a few years younger, both over 40, and it was also Asian. So, I don't know, why would one think there was discrimination involved here?
In our response to the summary judgment motion, in our appeal, we are not raising the issue of the age discrimination, but then again of the national origin discrimination.
Oh, you've abandoned the age discrimination?
Yes, Your Honor. And in the national origin discrimination, granted that one of the candidates who was chosen was Chinese, however, that is a completely different area than someone who is of a Bangladeshi origin.
I know, but it's not as if Americans have some particular, Caucasians or something, have some particular animus toward Bangladeshis. I imagine most Americans haven't any conception at all of Bangladesh, whereas the United States has had tense relations over a period of many years with China. I don't understand why. It doesn't seem very plausible that these academics would have some, ethnic animus, ethnic preference for Chinese over Bangladeshis.
I believe there is because of the fact that Dr. Kareem's skin color is much darker than a Chinese who is comparatively very pale as
Chinese come in all shades. Actually, they're very dark Chinese if they're from the south of China, and they get lighter as they go north.
Yes, there are some, but I don't know. But considering the fact that I don't know whether or not the defendants would have treated this candidate any more differently if he was a darker Chinese than what he is, but based on the fact that Dr. Kareem comes from an area where it's very plausible that he is confused with
that
someone.
He is what? Confused?
That he's confused with someone who is from a Middle Eastern area, that type of thing, especially in light of the fact that comments were basically made regarding his involvement with the 1993
Is he Muslim?
I believe, that I'm not sure about, Your Honor. But again, as I stated, these were not the evidence that plaintiff brought up in its motion, in its response to defendant's motion for summary judgment. The plaintiff brought up the fact that he was qualified for the position, that he had been teaching for the university for 4 years. He taught these same classes, the comparative politics, the introduction to political science, political theory. He taught these classes for 4 years on a part-time basis. He was qualified enough to teach this, but then defendant is now claiming that he wasn't qualified enough to teach for a temporary, non-tenured position in comparative politics.
I thought it was because his field was too narrow and they wanted some broader-based person teaching.
I don't, but that's basically the issue of the motivation behind it. Is that something that they really believed? And we don't think
You have to assume that when you're looking at qualifications, that's foreign to me. I'm not sure how they decide who teaches what. I've never been in an academic institution, but it would seem that you do have to go through a certain process of who's most qualified, who can teach this particular subject, and what students would be attracted to it and all that. I don't know what goes into the decision, but other than the fact that he is from Bangladesh and the other, at that point it was 4, 3, and 2, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, Your Honor.
I don't know where the other folks were from, but
the
first two didn't take the job.
The first two did not take the job. Dr. Cream had the third highest vote.
And because he had the third highest votes, which were two people, essentially write-ins, I guess, then the fact that they did not hire him as the third person, you're saying that's the discriminatory act.
Yes, because there were members of the recruitment committee who did believe that he was qualified for this position. There's also several students, most of his students, believed he was more than qualified as a teacher, thought he was rated as one of the best political science teachers at the university.
Well, wasn't Han's specialization in China?
In China, I believe it was.
And weren't Kareem's in geography and international studies?
That's not quite correct. His degree was in international studies, which encompasses political theory, international relations, and Asian politics.
And didn't he have degrees in geography?
Yes, he did. He did
multiple degrees.
Yes, he has three master's degrees.
As contrasted with the other man, Han, whose specialization was in China.
Yes, that's correct.
Isn't that what some of the reviewing people found to be the deciding factor?
I don't believe the district court based it. I believe the district court just strictly weighed the evidence based on defendant's allegations. I really don't think that the district court even looked at plaintiff's evidence to even make that determination. There's enough evidence here to show that the decision makers from the university, there were also enough decision makers who felt that that plaintiff was qualified for the position. And I do realize the Millbrook decision states that a decision in and of itself based on qualifications is not probative of discriminatory intent. However, you have to look at the totality of the circumstances here. I mean, here we've had previous isolated remarks that are probative when in conjunction that these remarks were made by certain decision makers who also chose not to pick Dr. Cream as a candidate. And the fact that you also have other members of the recruitment committee who believed he was qualified for the position. Obviously, it would be a different story if all the members of the recruitment committee didn't feel he was qualified.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Roberts. Mr. Ashenhurst?
May it please the court, my name is Tony Ashenhurst, and I represent Western Illinois University. Of great importance in this case is the fact that Dr. Cream had no degrees in political science, and he was applying for a position to teach comparative politics in the Department of Political Science. As this court has already pointed out, he had degrees in geography. He has a PhD in international studies. The affidavits that are part of the record indicate that there is a difference in the eyes of the faculty, at least the recruitment committee, between a PhD in political science and a PhD in international studies. Now, some issues were raised about his skin color. First of all, we can't lose sight of the fact that there were other applicants. Fiona Yap was the first person that was offered the position. Fiona Yap received 4 votes in the ballot, but the ballot did not end with how many votes a person got for the job, because it also asked, and it's part of the record, if that candidate would be acceptable to other committee members. For the purpose of, if that candidate didn't get the highest number of votes, would that candidate still be acceptable if another candidate with a higher number of votes didn't take the job? She received 8 acceptable votes.
Out of how many?
9.
Out of 9?
9. She didn't take the job. The job was in...
Well, what is her national origin?
The record would indicate, Dr. Cream has indicated, and we wouldn't dispute the fact that she was from Singapore. She didn't accept the job. The job was then offered to Hemadeep Mupiti, who was from India. He received 3 votes. He also received 8 acceptable votes. He didn't accept the job. Now, remember,
well,
we have a question...
You're hiring people down there.
Pardon me?
You have a hard time hiring people.
It's very competitive, and these people were very well qualified.
I see.
They both had PhDs in political science.
I see.
The job was then offered to Dong Pin Han, who is from China. Now, all of these people are from third world countries, as is Dr. Kareem. Mr. Han, at that time, was ABD, all but dissertation. He was from China. He had a great deal of concentration in Asian politics, which is what the department was looking for purposes of this comparative politics position. Looking at the balloting again, yes, Dr. Kareem received 2 votes, and he received 1 vote as being acceptable. So therefore, we're looking at a difference. We would actually be looking at hiring someone that received 2 votes out of 9. Not the case of hiring Fiona Yap if Hemadeep Mupiti had been offered the job and turned it down, and not in the case of offering the job to Hemadeep Mupiti because Fiona Yap turned down the job because of all the acceptable responses on that ballot. Now, what is the evidence that to show that this legitimate reason for not hiring this person in a political science department that didn't have a degree in political science was pretext? The balloting being changed, not having a write-in vote, he still received write-in votes. He received the same amount of write-in votes as he had received in the international relations position, which was originally a part of his complaint, but apparently not pursued by the plaintiff. And I think we can assume it was the same 2 people that probably wrote his name in, although there wasn't a write-in candidate slot. The Graduate School of International Studies at the University of Denver says we put people in political science departments. Ergo, he was qualified to teach this course at this political science department. That's really evidence of nothing. It came from a letter that was attached to the response to our motion for summary judgment, and also some material either from a catalog or some type of marketing material. The court may recall that there was some issue about his teaching style. In the classroom, it wasn't as analytical as some professors thought it should be. And the plaintiff then cites his excellent teaching style as shown in a publication called Teaching Writing at West Illinois University. Reading that, it had absolutely nothing to do with classroom teaching style. It had to do with some research assignments that he had given to students. And then we go to these stray remarks. They were part of the record. They were an argument. One remark made by Professor Shockley was allegedly made, 6 years prior to the time this discrimination allegedly took place, at a time when Dr. Cream wasn't even employed by Western Illinois University. The alleged, again I stress alleged, remarks by Jutta Helm about the World Trade Center bombing and the Oklahoma City bombing were 4 and 3 years from the time that the alleged discrimination took place. Again, there's no nexus, as is required by Huff. No nexus to this at all. we can't lose sight of the fact, and I think, and I need to mention something else. The site that Dr. Villanueva said that Kareem was the best candidate, that's not in the record. He said in all fairness to Kareem, he should be offered the job. That's a lot different than saying he was the best candidate. Why in all fairness? Because as counsel has pointed out, Dr. Kareem did teach on a part-time temporary basis at the university after teaching at the community college. I think that this court has recognized we can't look at this in a vacuum. This is a state university. Just looking at the names of the applicants that were considered, Fiona Yap, Himadeep Mupitty, Dong Pin Han, who was eventually hired, this is a melting pot, as most universities are. And to say that the university is going to discriminate against Dr. Kareem because he's from Bangladesh is a little difficult to comprehend. The comment about his skin color being dark. How dark was the skin color of Himadeep Mupitty from India? I would ask that the court affirm the district court's grant.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Ashmere. So, Ms. Roberts, how much time does she have? 1 minute? Do you have nothing further? Okay, well, thank you very much to both counsel.